As Pope Benedict said during his audience address, one of the main purposes of his visit to Africa was to present the Instrumentum Laboris for the Second Special Assembly of Africa of the Synod of Bishops, which will happen in Rome in October. Archbishop Cornelium Fontem Eusa of the Archdiocese of Bamenda in Cameroon told us what the African bishops are now doing after receiving the document.
I think the respective bishops' conferences who were represented here by the chairpersons of the bishops' conference would go back with this document, a document that is very clear, very analytic, and start now organizing reflections on all the levels of their various local churches, so that those points that are mentioned in the Instrumentum Laboris, we tried to be very concrete as much as possible. And we started by giving a biblical, theological reflection on of the problems in Africa, the problem of reconciliation, the problem of justice and peace. And then we went up to make appeal to the different Christian communities to find ways of becoming more committed, in order that we should really establish a society in Africa that is full of, that is a society of reconciled persons, that lives as a family, and that is taking its commitment in the world to make Africa a better society to live in.